Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We all know a few weeks ago, it became very clear, and it appeared at the time, that, all right, running back, major, major problem. Here are the names, Breece Hall, and people bringing up Achane and others that they wanted the Chiefs to look at.
Still, like both those guys.
For sure. Yes. The trade deadline is, what, November 4th, I think it is? Tuesday, November 4th at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There were rumors heading into Sunday's game from Mike Garafolo over at NFL Network that multiple teams are expected to begin calling as soon as this week. It mentioned, you know, the 49ers are on the hunt for edge help. The Jets and Titans have received calls for potential trades. It says the Chiefs and Chargers have asked around about running backs. And it mentions Breece Hall and Kamara as two guys expected to garner heavy interest. Okay, makes sense. My question for you is, do you believe... Not that you would personally still do it. Do you believe the Chiefs are watching the backfield the last few weeks and seeing the offense and saying, well, maybe, just maybe. And I understand the report is saying the Chiefs have called around. But do you believe they'd be like, are they going to be in the market of those two big names? Do they feel that they're getting enough from their backfield? I still want them to also go and acquire a running back. Do you think, though, with the way the offense is trending, they're going to say, oh, you know what, maybe we don't.
They're not going to do it.
Yeah, that's where I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's going to happen after all
bad
this.
Bad news, everybody. They are not going to do it. It's just reality. Look, it was getting to a point where I think they would have strongly considered it, just based on the positioning that they were in. But, and I've said this about this team before, and I think it's probably important to note, that when you look at the Chiefs' running game, it's not like they've needed a dynamic running back to go on and win all these Super Bowls. We talk about this all the time. Damien Williams has like four career receiving touchdowns from Patrick Mahomes and ran for like 500 yards in the first year won it.
I wonder if they believe just the addition of more and more Breshard Smith as the season goes along is going to give them the explosiveness.
And the passing part. The other part is, and this is the part that's probably been way under-discussed, is they've actually figured out how to run the last couple of weeks, and it's been by going under center. Yep. Somebody's run the numbers, so we don't have to. Yards per carry. Under center this year, and I just want to remind you, they started going under center for the runs 2 weeks ago, so they started really increasing at gold just the last 2 weeks. Under center versus in shotgun running game. In shotgun, they're averaging 3.6 yards per carry. That stinks. Under center, they're averaging 5.2 yards per carry, which is one of the better in the league, a 45% success rate, and 2.4 yards per rush before contact, which is a full 2 yards better than they were getting under center. So part of the problem is that they figured out how to run gold, and that part of their issue was that they don't know how to run under center, or they're bad at running under center, probably more importantly, and they've made an adjustment based on that, and the offense is working. The offense looks like the best in football the last 2 weeks. You think they feel some desperate need to go find running back? That's the problem. They're not going to do it. I'd still do it, but they're not going
to
do
it. Yeah, and that's why I said there's a difference between like what you would like them to do, and I don't believe if Pacheco stays healthy and Kareem Hunt stays healthy and Breshard Smith stay healthy over the next 3 weeks heading into the trade deadline, I get the sense also that they wouldn't do it. It'd be fun all of a sudden, because then I would ask you if they made that trade and nobody got hurt, then who are they cutting? You can say, oh, they just cut Kareem Hunt. I don't think they would. I would, but I don't think, I don't think they want to do that.
Or they trade Pacheco back to the team that they acquired.
I guess.
As an effort of like making the roster positioning
work. I don't think they're doing that.
I don't think they are either. I'm just saying like, here's a possible solution. I do not think they're trading for a running back anymore.
I think it's more likely also, eventually they're going to start shopping on the defensive side for just a rotational defensive end. But so much is dependent on the next 3 weeks. If all of a sudden I tell you Charles Domenico gets another 3 sacks over the next 2 or 3 weeks, then I think the answer for that is no as well. So we're assuming health, too. Health changes everything for any of this kind of stuff. But, you know, for once, they're not a team that's looking for wide receiver help. How nice is that? You know, usually this is the time of the year we start saying, what wide receiver is available to go and trade for?
If anything, a team should be looking at the Chiefs' depth.
Yeah, well, they're
saying,
not going to trade him.
No, I know, but like
they just had to cut Brownlee because Rashee Rice is back on the active roster.
They don't even need Jalen Royal, so they drafted in the 4th round. Nobody's mentioning his name, nor should they. They shouldn't be like, hey, you know, normally in previous seasons, like we've talked about, you're gonna be like, how do we get Jalen Royals more involved? You know, let's get those.
That's fine.
Don't even need it.
That's fine.
Tyquan Thornton was a non-factor in the last game. Didn't matter. They moved the ball with ruthless efficiency. They're averaging 118 yards per game this year. It is 14th best in the NFL. I understand Mahomes is a part of that.
Yeah.
Over the last 3 games, they're averaging a little better than 130 yards per game. That would put them at 6th, 7th, right around top 5 in the NFL in rushing yards per game. They are not going to look at this and say, this needs a solution. Now, my only hope is that they don't find some way to get Pacheco a contract that means they don't feel like they have to keep looking at it. My thing is still about finding young running backs, and I thought running back might have been the one thing holding him back this year. They might just throw it 40 times a game and run it 20. Like, they might be the most pass-heavy team in the NFL, and based on their weapons and the offensive line, I can't even blame them. It makes sense.
I don't think they're making a trade for any offensive player at this point.
Unless there's
an injury, that's it, and it'll be interesting. And I understand that report came out right before the game that they've called around. Well, did they call around a week ago, 2 weeks ago? Because things have changed in the last 2-3 weeks, and certainly after what happened on Sunday Night Football against the Lions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.